The Holy Gospel according to John, the 20th chapter. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it on my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "If you believe because you've seen me, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I'm intrigued by the words that Jesus speaks to his disciples here on that first Easter day. "Peace be with you," he says. "As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Receive the Holy Spirit." Those three phrases capture the heart of Easter for me. They point us to the way to live out the resurrection living. Three things: peace, a mission, and the vitality of the Holy Spirit with us. This peace Jesus speaks of is a special peace. This is a peace that turns out to be stronger than any fear that holds us back. This is a peace that, and also there's the mission. The mission is a mission for all human beings. It's a mission of letting others know that they're really loved and accepted unconditionally by their Creator, no matter who they are. And this Holy Spirit is God's very presence in our lives. This is the Spirit that feeds our souls with a sense of Christ alive. Christ alive in our daily actions. Christ alive in our relationships with other people. Christ alive in the realized promise of abundant, worthy living. That's why the Easter resurrection is so important to us. It's about how we live beyond our fears. But first, the context for today's announcement from Jesus. Disciples, huddled behind locked doors. At least this is how the male disciples handled their fear. The women were braver, you know, they went out to the tomb. But fear is probably of being captured, of being identified with Jesus, of being maybe tortured like Jesus. The disciples were also grieving over the death of Jesus, and so they sought one another for comfort. Now, those responses are not so different than what we have under those circumstances. When life is troubling, like Holy Week was for the disciples, don't we often block out Jesus by trying to think about something else? We get caught up in busyness, the busyness of our lives. our certain ways of doing things, our escaping from our anxieties by using things that numb us rather than call us to life. You know, doing too many things, watching too much TV, using our electronics as diversions too much. All ways that inadvertently we end up locking out the Spirit of Jesus. Because they keep us from hearing that still small voice within our hearts and souls and minds, saying the words that Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace be with you." Sometimes by locking themselves away, people even are paralyzed by their fear. They miss out on living a full life. They miss a sense of purpose for their life and the shared joy of being in compassion with other people. But thank God, Jesus doesn't let doors get in the way. The resurrected living Christ appears wherever he wants to. No locked door stops his living presence coming into people's lives. And Jesus is persistent, as we hear today. Jesus reappears to the disciples a week later so Thomas can be included in experiencing the risen Christ's presence. And the disciples can be again reassured of Jesus' living presence. For even with their experience on Easter, they're still huddled together behind the doors. Now, their ministry to people, their mission that Jesus had sent them on, the thing they'd been so excited about in recent months, all that had stopped dead in the water because of Jesus' death. Ministers need a break after a demanding Holy Week, but your pastor is taking a well-deserved break with Easter joy in his heart, I hope, and I'm sure he is. These disciples, locked in the upper room, were taking a break, all right, but because they were living in fear. Yet, Jesus keeps reappearing. And eventually, disciples do reopen their hearts to Jesus' presence. As we read about, they overcome that fear because they let God help them overcome that fear. And they find courage in the resurrected Christ, and they return to their ministry and mission. The good news here, to me, is that the risen Christ keeps showing up throughout the ages. We read of his dramatic appearance to St. Paul a few years later. And we read of Jesus appearing to Christians throughout the centuries. Most importantly, Jesus appears to us. I sense his presence most powerfully when I open my heart, for instance, during receiving communion. I sense his presence as we sing praises together in this community of faith where people gather who love Jesus. I sense the living Lord in the eyes of people who talk to me about the deep things in their hearts. But let's continue to look at what happened with Jesus and his original disciples. We read that Jesus greeted his disciples with peace. This is the peace of the Hebrew word shalom. Shalom is a blessing that means more than just tranquility. This peace is a deep and holistic sense of well-being. The kind of peace where you feel confident about life and you know you have a purpose in life and you have the energy and enthusiasm to carry out that purpose with joy in your heart. That's the kind of peace. Full of that kind of peace, Jesus knows his disciples are ready for some more life adventure, full of service, joy, meaning. And so he tells them, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And the gospel writer John, you know, he wrote these words maybe 50 years or more later than Jesus said them, because he wrote them to his own congregation. He wanted his congregation to know that those words applied not just to those original disciples, but to his congregation of Jesus' followers in his day. Today, Jesus addresses these words of peace to us through John's writing, our Bible, and our worship. And Jesus also sends us on a mission to use our life as a people of compassion. Jesus didn't want the mission he gives us to be overwhelming, and so he tells us we will not be alone. God's Holy Spirit will be in our soul and with our community of faithful friends. And it's together with other people that we bring love and truth to a world so distracted by lesser things. You know, when Jesus says, if you forgive the sins of any, they're forgiven, and if you retain the sins of any, they'll retain, Jesus isn't giving his disciples or us some special power to decide whose sins are forgiven and whose won't. Rather, he's explaining what it means to be sent by him. In being sent by Jesus, we are making God's love known by our actions of caring. And you see, if we fail to accept that mission that Jesus gives us, people around us will remain stuck in their blindness, stuck in their sin. Not just sin of evil actions, but sins of fear and separation, feeling apart from other people, people to people, and indeed, those sins of ignoring and hurting others. So our stake in this mission of being sent to Christ, by Christ, is very high. People all around us are waiting for our open hospitality and our caring love. They're awaiting our examples so that we can be inspired to also take up Jesus' mission, and so that they can be inspired to take up Jesus' mission and make their own lives worthwhile. And remember, we have God's Spirit and God's community of friends to help us do all that. So today, I see the living Christ alive and well and among us. I don't know each of you here, but just being here and sensing your hospitality, the few minutes I've been here, reminds me of your closeness to Jesus. Your being, simply being here, reminds me that you want to be close to Jesus. And I sense God's Spirit moving in your church community. I know enough of the works of your congregation, being in this area for many years, to know your love and healthy spirits are spilling over to people beyond these walls, as well as within them. All I want to do is remind you from this Easter gospel is, don't stifle the Spirit within you. Keep on. Don't let fear grab you, but open yourself to the power, that power of peace that Jesus offers, that shalom. And let Jesus empower you to continue to live the abundant life that he promises. You know, the good news from the gospel today is the promise that Jesus cannot be stopped by our locked doors or our locked hearts. Jesus, in his unconditional love, keeps showing up. And Jesus comes to us as he came to the first disciples, right into the midst of our fear, pain, doubt, separations from others, or confusion. The risen Christ comes speaking peace and breathing into anxious lives the fresh breath of a holy, peaceful spirit. And just as he shows up in this worship, he will continue to keep showing up in our lives, drawing us beyond any walls of fear to share the love that we've experienced with him. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we know you're here among us and within us. Just help us be aware of your presence in our worship today. Help us see you in the people we meet, in the actions of compassion we exercise in our work and our families and our community and other aspects of our daily life. We realize that only you can offer the deep peace, the shalom, and the support that we need, not only to make our lives whole and full, but to be channels of abundant spirit to others. In your name we pray. Amen.